The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. It's fitting to conclude our little series on prayer today. Obviously, we get to receive in full measure, because of our preparations, the gift of the Holy Spirit from on high at our vigil mass tonight for Pentecost. And we see in the feast that we celebrate here this morning that the prayer is oriented, say, outside, right? Prayer has a mission. So we do know that our communion with God is really the highest accomplishment of our humanity. And as we, say, have finished our time in prayer, we are made to be witnesses. This is the root of martyrdom. It really means to bear witness. And each and every one of us is called to bear witness, or to be witnesses, because we have come in touch with the love of God in the person of Jesus, in and through prayer. And we see here that it really is quite simple. This I command you: love one another. How is it that someone can command someone else to love? It's not actually something you can command, right? Because love is a free act. So this is, for us, what perhaps unlocks prayer today, is that we are made to love God fully and freely. We're made to love him fully and freely. And in prayer, we discover what that really means. In prayer, we find that what we were made for, right, the very nature of our being, has come to full fruition, flourishes fully, because that act of will to love God with everything we have and everything we are, that's the purpose of free will. Right? And because we ask those questions sometimes, right? Like, why is there evil in the world? And how is it that God could give us such free rein that all this great evil would come about? And yet in prayer, we unlock that question, because we find ourselves making that free act. Okay, but a step back. How is it that Jesus can command us to love? Because he loves us. Because he gives us the heart to love. And when we come in contact with him in prayer and sacrament, he knows he's given us everything we need to love the people around us. He's given us everything we need. We take our cues from him. Jesus it is that lays down his life for us. And so when we come before him and open up our hearts and our lives to him and his love, and we receive really not just what he's giving us, like grace, but who he is and the very love that animated his life and continues to animate his church, we see that we'll live in the same pattern as him. What does that mean? It's that idea again, reckless love. It's love that knows no limits because it's the love of God poured into our hearts. You know, we have a lot of people in our lives, right? And we try to love them. But is it enough to love them with what we have? How much greater it would be if we were able to love them with the love of God. So we open our hearts this morning, praying, right, this final day in preparation for Pentecost, praying for a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit in our hearts and lives, in our church, and through our church into the world. We open up our hearts to God so that he can claim us for his own, he can make us his witnesses, and send us on mission to bring his love to life in the world around us.